nobody on our faculty
specialized in so many things. As transitional objects.
Oh, we don't. We're competitive cheerleading, not traditional cheers. Traditional is like,
oh yeah, like what
competitive cheerleading like doing effects routines.
On what sort of mental health?
Yeah, I know. But who's gonna take me seriously?
I don't know. I like it though.
And how about it's like, cool. It's I was in certain positions, like, oh, you're gonna be the base. You're to do like lifting.
Yeah.
So when someone's labeled the base for someone's
yeah, that's their body image. Sure. Yeah, yeah that's like really
thin ones or flyers.
What I'm interested in, but.
I think you should definitely do something you're interested in.
But it's a matter of. So anyway, then I have this other idea about parent non-compliance in therapy, which lends itself more to the CBT. That could certainly be relevant either way. And what are predictive factors of parent non-compliance? And so I was going to look at parent self-efficacy and see if the parents. Self-efficacy is predictive of more compliance to treatment or maybe confidence in the treatment. I was going to look at different variables. I haven't told this to anybody except the interviewer and Dr. Rathis for our class. I don't know. We'll see.
But so it sounds like Hillary would be your chair?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Or Camillo. I have to look into it. I know. So I've been thinking all these variables. So anyway.
You know, I'm thinking an interesting idea might be after we're finished in 4 weeks or 3 weeks, we can unblind everybody, and your presentation to the program is coming up at the end of March.
My presentation to the program?
Yes.
Yeah. What presentation to
the program? Oh, pre-proposals. Sorry, I had no idea what you were talking about,
Whoa.
But I know what pre-proposals are.
Because we need to start meeting. And I thought maybe you could use this group as a mock audience.
Family check-in does that. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
So you know we can have a little party and unblind everybody to who this kid is, who the therapists are, and what your hypotheses are, and you can give a little presentation to the group, and we can have like a little party. Around it. How's that sound?
It sounds good.
Everybody like that idea?
Really?
You like parties, right? Good, we'll
I
do
like
that.
Practice. Yeah.
All right, and then you'll get some practice and they can ask questions and you can feel more comfortable with presenting. But it means you'd have to throw together some slides, right? If you
want. But it's not like a really in-depth presentation.
No, it's like proposals. 10 slides.
10 slides, right? Yeah. I'll be getting it ready around that time anyway.
Yeah.
Right,
so everybody in agreement with that idea?
Is it right. March? That was like mid-April, but the end of March sounds...
March 28th and 20th,
end of March.
Yep.
I
so it's really just a couple of months away. So, okay, so you guys can get into your pairs and work on your discrepancies and let me know if you need some help or need me to resolve some differences. Discrepancies more than three.
Oh, right. So it's four or more.
Four or more.
Sometimes we say it that way.
Yeah.
It's four or more.
Four or more. Well, that's okay. I mean, that's fine, but you don't have to. Hey, whatever works for you guys.
I'm looking now. Hi, how are you?
By the way, you guys are all doing great. This is really going well.
I don't see you, but I can hear you.
I think it would be.
Well, we don't want to really.
There
she is.
Hey! Good to see you.
She says, how are you?
I'm doing fine. No, I can't hear. I'm doing fine. Hope you're doing well, too.
So,
I got your paper. I need some time to read it, but maybe you can email me with a deadline. Okay.
Okay. Hi. How you been?
Yeah, well, that's why I put it in for you.
Good.
Tired. But yeah.
So wait, 8? Oh,
yeah,
what are we doing?
Yeah, well, I get it. I don't know.
Yes.
Well, we did awesome. And we did great. We only have two to discuss.
Connecting anything
was there any connection actually?
That's really interesting. Because I used the same argument, but for the other way. I was like, he asked her to choose a game, and she said, no, I had
things where it don't
want you to choose. So that's fine. So, I don't know which one is better. I see what you're saying.
I can see how it kind of was.
Then you put it in the middle.
What do you think? I feel like it was totally.
I
think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Technically, if she was submissive, she would have said, like, I want to do this. I don't care if it's
5 or 7,
right?
That was
kind of
sad.
That was
7 to 6.
And then there's one.
Put it in
the
middle.
Yeah, but gives it easily. She didn't give in.
I think you're right.
I
have no idea. She wasn't about what was going on.
But it's interesting because that's kind of like a flipped way to think about it because she's not being submissive by telling her that she's always being submissive.
We don't care.
Yeah. Okay, but I think I'm with you on that. I would put it lower.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I put it in 7 and
you split it and you
three.
Yeah.
This is, you just didn't realize that. I had a note about it. Where I was like, oh, she's so funny.
Because I put it high last time.
Yeah.
But
so where she said something
like
she
had all time.
What number is this one?
Yeah.
No. 1140. Oh, 1840.
So that one.
And maybe I just thought she was funny.
And
then I sort of
work here. Oh,
you've got a child that says, do you have any other
services? What does cancer like drawings?
And the child says, what do you think?
Thanks for having this little meeting.
It happens twice.
So that's still
on my friend.
Yeah. It's so easy. I know.
So we're going to do two next week. Is that okay?
I think.
Two videos.
I show me how to do it.
Yes. Okay. I put them on Dropbox.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
There were times where she would ask me, is this so charming?
Oh,
I don't want it.
Question.
Wow. How many discrepancies? Just two? And they were easily resolved?
Yeah, one. Well, one is interesting. And I see her point. I mean, I really like to do it. Because one of the ones was the item, genuinely,
yeah, it's always that.
I got to nine, and I can really give it easily. And I read it. I thought she was, and she rated it low. But when I thought about it, Sibeli's like, I rated it low because the child kept saying, you choose what to play, you choose what to play. And she kept saying, no.
So,
and in my head, that's the same reason why I rated it high.
She kept saying,
no. So, but that is intentionally being submissive. If she was submissive, she would have said, okay, why don't we play?
Exactly.
So that was an interesting one. The other one was just positive. We couldn't remember who initiated the humor.
Who initiated what?
Who initiated the humor?
Humor, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Getting near the end. That's great.
I created
the one that's coming up. Run by me some slides for the pre-proposal presentation. That's fine. I'll take a look. And we're not making any changes to the poster, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not this coming next 20.
Unfortunately, neither Belita nor I can attend.
I know. I'm going to be able to go, but I'm not going to be able to go.
Can you see whether Abigail might be able to come? She might be going. Sure, I mean, it's a psychoanalytic conference. Danielle will be there. So she might already be going. I know you have feelings, but... Well, whose name is first? So I think she's the most likely choice to recruit.
I was curious about what one of them was. She was mostly at the end.
But then he was just like, I don't know what kind of voice it is.
would start sending
messages
over.
Michelle Fanciullo was on there, and she's long graduated.
This one, maybe everyone else.
With Chris and my sister and her fiance.
So is this week Monday?
Thinking about the first part of the session.
Okay, but then you integrate it, or what do
you know? So right? We always have this position.
Whereas the other third is dry, I might be.
So you can help us out.
I would be happy to.
Yes.
It's on, yes.
I mean, I don't forget what time you're getting in.
No.
It's really stressful. Good luck to you.
What do you mean it's stressful?
It's a really short layover.
It's not really long, so I'm just
I took it as the child was responsible. The child was constantly saying, "What do you eat?" And then you have to ask the question.
I don't know if any sense. 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 I
Let me check.
Yeah.
You're not too curious as a child.
How are you guys doing?
It's kind of interesting. This is our first time with other therapists, so we're getting on board with how to look at them.
Okay.
Just interaction with at the beginning, he was very cool. The way you would talk to like a supervisor and adult about it. Like, so you're leaving the book with me. What is that like? Like, you're really stuck with me. It was just very, for this child, to be known to be very like.
Now, why did I find train?
It was like a mismatch. And then eventually, he went and said, like, this is my version of this song. But then he would, like, go back to that.
An unproductive session, just being very passive.
That's totally true. And maybe just letting the therapist is productive, not the session. And then he said, what did you want to tell me about I'm excited for X Catch. I think really
Mostly on Long Island or
Long Island in Brooklyn? Long Island in Brooklyn. I applied to New York City Children's Center, Queens. Queens Hospital. No.
You speak Queen psychiatrics and
okay.
Oh, it's called like the
New York City Children's
yeah.
Section.
Yeah.
I
didn't hear from
it, so I don't know. Used to be known as Queen's Hospital.
Yeah, but then there's a different one, Queen's Hospital, that I didn't know.
Okay, wait.
Oh, so
what about Bronx
so,
Science
Kids?
I
wasn't
far.
You went, yeah.
I was looking into Montefiore.
Maybe next year,
maybe for an internship.
Then I would go to school. Yeah, that's why I was a little careful not to apply to places that I would want. They say, like, if you want an extra internship there, you really shouldn't turn it down.
Also, Montefiore is all CBT now.
That's not true.
That is what I've been told.
It's not true. There's a track. It's like a prevention track. Miriam Steele is very involved with that. She's an excellent professor. They do attachment work.
Maybe for internship. But all the modules are externships. Yeah. All the pages are CBT.
I don't know about this externship.
Yeah, the internship.
We had a student do the internship there. She had a wonderful
internship.
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 Yeah.
Exactly.
Dad. I think this point working.
Oh.
She just started
last
week.
That's great. She did get back to me very well.
Oh, good. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of it.
I encouraged her to.
Thank you, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
She needs some education
yeah.
about what it means to publish.
Yeah,
she
that's
back.
What she knew she didn't
come to us. What is like when I should start panicking about how many interviews I have.
But
there was
intellectual capacity one.
Okay.
There is never a good time to plan.
Right.
Because there are more externships than there are students. So everyone gets an
externship.
Yeah,
but I have to
apply
for
it.
Yes, they tell us
when
to do that. It's usually, I would say they probably will tell us why I never eat.
It is always
a
good
time.
It's
set
always
a good time.
Yeah.
So
what's
that?
But
I need to know
the true merit of
if I remember
item
correctly,
which
last year was
like
February 7th or whatever,
you
like if you don't have this many internships, any interviews you can apply to this many.
We just like are not sure.
And I think by the time I got to that date, which is three interviews. No,
so I
so you
can
be really smart and intellectual and be a terrible
therapist. You heard on the other ones.
Yeah, so then I ended up
being not that bright.
Together.
It's very
hard. Yeah. That I should feel confident walking in this.
Like it's literally
right now I'm at 4.
Oh my god,
4 is a lot.
People are
already
That's not what
I'm
saying.
So I'm going to be able to listen to.
Because it's so far from me.
All right. You want to talk about it? Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Well,
when I'm done
with
this. How's it going?
Good.
Everybody
wants to
know. How many? Four or more.
Where do you commute for?
Nice.
Which is crazy. I think two of them was one of us just didn't put it in the spot that we thought.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Something
yeah.
that you won't hear back from until
yeah.
February.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's still going to make an internship.
I haven't heard back from 3 seconds yet.
No, that's
yeah.
not good.
You're not
and
going
do,
to be
yeah,
sad.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of them are it's like, oh,
sometimes
it's just
not
here, but
I'm
just
putting
it in. Because I hear people
right.
around me say they got into these sites,
yeah.
and then I'm trying not to like panic.
They do
have
a
role,
you know, so it's like
yeah.
they
meet one, and they're like, oh yeah, I want to interview this
person,
and
they call
that person
as
well.
So they're probably still
getting
a relation.
If
the
they're the type of site that would tell you if they would get to you.
Right.
They're not
on the last site.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more attractive if you just
All right, thank you guys for
I am not. Some people talk about it. Good for
I'm not the type of person who can do advisement.
I had almost things too. I forced myself. I had a call about that.
I did it because I know they can't see, and most, everyone gets one, they're more extroverted than they are.
Do we specifically need to talk about what people do?
Whatever that we have to go over. This is it. It's fresh in my mind because we just had the meeting. Thursdays are really the speaking.
But I leave at 7:50 and I get here right on time.
Yeah, if you leave at 7:45 or 50, you'll get here.